You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, we got to do this, we got to do that. We only have like 45, 50 minutes
left. Don't worry about what we have left. Just worry about the time we have together.
I'm so glad we had this time together. All just right. To have a laugh or sing a song.
All right, Mark, can we
seems
do this?
We just get started, and before you know it. What is that, Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett.
God, why am I singing that? I'm so much hipper than this.
All right, come on, Mark. It's time for a sports wrap. Really, he is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
I promise you, I'm really hipper than this program. Rob Parker brings me back to the old days. I'm just saying. What happened? 7-2? What happened? Someone hit a homer? Who hit a homer? Oh, ground out. 7-2 Tigers over the Rangers now. I'll give Ryan the credit for that. In the seventh. The big news, though, tonight isn't the Austin Jackson ding or the Miggy RBI or the Kinsler RBI. It's Andrew Romine. Old number 27 hit his first major league home run. They're celebrating on the streets of Romine University or wherever Romine would be. You know, his brother plays in the majors, and his daddy is Kevin Romine, who played for the Red Sox. They're all very excited tonight because Andy's got his first major league ding. How about that? A little later, EP will come and do the Andrew Romine home run dance, which you just displayed in the other room just moments ago. 7-2, the Tigers are having a pretty good time of it right now in the seventh. Scott Baker's long out, and there's a relief guy in there now. Big Ten baseball tournament in Omaha. This is good stuff. Michigan State beats Illinois 11-2. They move on to tomorrow's action. Michigan and Iowa currently underway in Omaha, Nebraska. I keep wanting to say Rosenblatt, but it's not there. It's the new ballpark. No score, third inning. Wolverines and Hawkeyes right now in the third in Omaha. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and Man presented by Sporty Cuts. No NBA to tell you about tonight. Playoffs are off till tomorrow. Miami, Indiana at Miami. That's 8:30. Big one. Everybody watching that. Spurs and then the Thunder. That's Sunday. West Finals game three there. OKC desperate for a victory. Stanley Cup playoffs, nothing doing tonight. Blackhawks and Kings at Staples. Game three tomorrow night at 8. Rangers and Canadiens play Sunday, Madison Square Garden. Montreal pulled within 2-1 in games. There's a turn. We got a series back there. Other baseball, American League, the Orioles lead the Indians 5-4 in the sixth. Chris Davis. Boy, Davis and Cruz together becoming quite the little tandem. Cruz has his 15th tonight. Chris Davis just back from the DL has his 7th. Blue Jays over the A's 3-1 in the 7th. Red Sox and Rays still nothing doing in the 6th inning. Yankees lead the White Sox 3-1 now in the 4th. National League, they're delayed by rain in Philadelphia. Dodgers were on top of the Phils 2-0 in the 4th when the rains came. Pirates lead the Nationals 4-1 in the 6th at PNC. Reds over the Cardinals 5-3-6. Todd Frazier is 9th homer. D-backs over the Mets 2-0. Rain delay at Citi Field that game in the 4th. So both the Arizona Mets game and Dodgers-Phillies games are exact mirror images. Both in delay, both in the 4th, and both with the road team leading 2-0. Brewers over the Marlins 9-2 in the 7th. As I mentioned earlier, Mark Reynolds has not one but 2 home runs now tonight for his 11th of the year. Braves lead the Rockies 2-1 in the 4th. If you're following that senior PGA championship, it's a major for the older guys on the Champions Tour. It's out in Benton Harbor at the Harbor Shores Golf Club. Very nice place along Lake Michigan. 5 are in front at -4, including Bernhard Langer, Colin Montgomery, who's still looking for his first Champions Tour win, and Tom Watson, who's won a ton of times there. They have a one-shot lead on 5 others. At the Colonial down in Fort Worth, Texas, second round, Bryce Garnett's going to sleep well tonight, I think, because he knows he's in the lead at least. Might have a big payday coming for the first time in his career. He shot a 66 to be at 7-under, a one-shot lead on Chris Stroud and Rob Streb. It's the Stroud and Streb show. There are 8 at -5, including Wayne Gretzky's future son-in-law, Dustin Johnson. Jordan Spieth is at -4. And the big race weekend, of course, Indy 500 coming up Sunday. Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR Sunday. French Open tennis begins on Sunday, too. That's a lot of Sunday happening. And we have it for you here right here just now with your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Memorial Day weekend 2014. Once again, a reminder, on Monday, no program from 7 to 10. Please enjoy a Parker and the Man rewind encore of the first presentation of the show that when we started back here after 6 years away from each other and then 15 years away from WDFN, The Fan. We all started here. I started in 98 over there. Rob came in 90, in 88 as well. I started earlier than Rob. We were already on the air. And then Rob joined in September of that year. We went till the till 99 and then left The Fan. So really, I've been around 16. It's been 16 years since I started.
Been 20 here. For me.
And right, because you were there originally, left and came back.
Right. I was originally here when we opened up the place in 1994.
A lot to remember about the career paths, because you opened it up, you left for New York, you didn't return for another 5 years or 4 years.
4 years.
When you came back and you were all married and stuff.
Yep.
Came back with a wife and everything.
Wife.
When you left, no wife.
Yep.
Came back with a wife.
People thought I was going to propose to her. Remember the last show before I left?
Better wife, better life.
Yeah, that's what they say.
How's it been?
I like my life right now.
Is it cool? You're good to go? Single guy, got a big pool, got to have a big Memorial Day weekend with the new grill.
I'm good. No pool party. My pool's not open. Is your pool open?
Wah, 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 no.
Why not?
I'm lazy.
I waited too late.
See, sometimes you're lazy and you get older, and sometimes you're just
driving Mr. Lazy,
driving
right?
Mr. Lazy.
But no, next weekend it'll be open. The pool will be open, and we're going to be having a party.
Pond be good for
I'm
you.
I'm going to invite everybody from the stage, all of our guys. We'll have a party.
How about that?
At the house. Grill, get in the pool. Only thing, guys, you got to invite
Nick Deere, even you can go.
Okay.
Where's Nick Deere at right now?
Oh, yeah, we could play right basketball. I got a hoop. I got a court in my yard, too, Ryan.
How come I use your last name? I don't know why. I think I just like your name together with your first and last name.
Can the bullpen hold this? 7-2, eighth inning.
It's Al, right? It's Al Bach Kirky?
Yes.
Al Bach Kirky is now, he'll ever live that down?
I know.
Al Bach Kirky.
All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Park and the Man on this Friday night. People are kind of tuned out, I'm sure, ready to enjoy the first weekend.
That's why I hesitate to bring this up to end with tonight.
No, let's just talk about it.
You know who I'm talking about. Can we do it without yelling, though? Please? I want to go into this nicely.
Why are you all into that? What am I yelling about?
Before I get to Sterling, I do want to say this one thing, because I've had this in my head. And I said, Nick and I were watching this earlier before the show started. And you said this. And I want you to add to something to your resume, okay, Rob? Maybe I'll get away with this, not ever having to talk to Sterling again. When you talk about the Lions' defense, you always bring up the other quarterbacks in the division. What do you say? You name two names by name. Who do you say? Tell everybody who you say.
Aaron Rodgers
and
Jay Cutler.
You might need to add a third name.
Why is that?
Because I've seen now enough tape on this guy in the OTAs. I know it's just OTAs. I know it's just practice. It's just practice.
It's practice.
And I think that this guy got a bad rap, but he's now a Viking. And now that I see him in a professional NFL Viking uniform and not his Louisville uniform, Teddy Bridgewater, unless I'm missing my mark and don't know jack crap about football, he can zing it.
So you think he's going to be
he's going to be a player. You
okay.
Do too? EP just wrote steal of the draft. So guess what, Lions? You've got a brand new guy that you got to worry about.
Which was amazing. The other thing too we talked about is in that division, everybody picked defense. You know what I mean? Like because of the quarterbacks in the division, right?
Maybe you thought you were getting a break when you were facing Christian Ponder or even Matt Castle. You ain't going to get a break with Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, again, I like to think I know something, maybe not a whole lot. And what did I say to you, Nick, when I was watching? I said, God, that guy, every time I've now seen him, I'm not making a big deal about the OTAs or about mini camps, but I have seen it the other way. I saw Andre Ware fire balls into the turf and never make it. And saying it right then and there that did not look good. Every time I've seen Bridgewater, it's like three or four times now, he has got something going. So I'm not making a big deal. I'm not sticking him in Canton before he even plays a game. He's just somebody you have to contend with now. So it's not just Aaron Rodgers, and it's not just Jay Cutler. It's now Teddy Bridgewater. And for those that say, well, you know, Ponder and Castle probably, I dare you, Mike Zimmer. I dare you not to start Bridgewater from day one. Go ahead. Play Castle and Ponder. Play a couple of guys who have no shot to get you anywhere. And let the development of Bridgewater come later. So I'm telling you right now, you make a huge mistake. And by the way, Zimmer has said he's going to get first-team reps in their OTAs, which are next week, next Tuesday. So he's already admitting that Bridgewater might be a little bit ahead of where he thinks the Castle and Bond are.
It's amazing that guys haven't flourished there, because when you have AP in the backfield, Mark, you would just think automatically, like, you got to respect him. That gives you time as a quarterback.
And they've always thrown receivers at you.
Right, and they've had great receivers.
Great receivers. Good tight ends, too. They've always been since Jordan back in the – all the way up, Steve Jordan.
But then again, don't forget they owned the Lions for a long time. I mean, you know, the Lions –
17-19.
Right, the Lions have only won a couple of games there. It's amazing. When you look at the streaks against Chicago and Green Bay. And
Minnesota until recently.
Well,
and now that might be back in play, because this Teddy Bridgewater – I'm telling you, Matt Stafford, you might be behind the eight ball a little bit here now. You're not the flavor of the day anymore. I mean, there's other guys who've come into this league that have kind of passed you. Cam Newton being one of them. He's already made postseason play. And Bridgewater could be a really quick study. So I'm just throwing the name out there, as we're 77 days away from Johnny Manziel at Ford Field for the preseason Browns-Lions game. All right, fine. Here's the deal. You saw the story maybe on Donald Sterling supposedly has acquiesced, has given up the fight, and he wants his wife now to just take over the team and sell it. Well, ha-ha, joke's on you. It's not quite that easy. It's not quite that simple. I think he's trying to pacify somebody here. It's not going to pacify anyone in this league if Shelly Sterling's directive is to sell the franchise. Because, and I told Rob this earlier, he knows the deal on this. There's two different kinds of owners in professional sports. There's a controlling owner and a non-controlling owner. Shelly Sterling is a non-controlling owner. To be able to sell the Los Angeles Clippers, he would have to pass along controlling interest to her. At that point, she becomes a Sterling in charge of the Clippers.
And the league's not trying to have
that. Has already said, right. No Sterlings in charge of Clippers.
Right.
No Sterlings. Don't change your name. Don't put on a fake mustache. You're not going to have control of the Clippers. I think what has happened here, Rob, I was trying to think of this in logical terms. I think Sterling thinks we're so dumb and so stupid.
It's like I always say about Sue. They really think we're dumb.
We're just idiots. And that, okay, I'll tell you what. If I fake it and pretend, okay, yeah, what have I done? I'll get out of the game.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
What has he done? I'll get out.
One more time.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
Can you tell? Give it to Shirley.
I love that.
What's her name? Shirley? Shelly? I'll give it to my wife, Shirley. Shirley, you jest.
Shirley Booth?
And don't call me Shirley. What has he done? I don't know. So he thinks if he passes it along to her, she then can take the ball and run with it and elongate the process. But he won't be involved. Wink, wink. You know, like, wink. But, I mean, he's like a cartoon character.
Let me tell you something. Save your money. You're 81 years old, dude. Let them sell the team and just take your – you paid $13 million for it. You're going to get $700 million and move on. You don't need the aggravation or the headache.
I called a legal friend of mine and bounced it off. I'm doing that now with this case, with this story, as I call my lawyer friends, a couple that I have. And I said, can I just ask you some questions? Tell me where it stands. And we got into the estate tax thing. And the estate tax is very simple. They bought the team for 13 and a half. Team's worth 700 something thousand now.
But a million.
But what they can do is they have to really put the exact value on the team. So they could hike that number down, see what they're going to sell it for, and what it's worth are two different things. Anybody who sold a used car knows the deal. We said this earlier. We were talking
about pre-show.
Yeah, we just said, look. If I got a car that's worth $3,000 Blue Book Kelly Blue Book value, and I try to sell you $4,500, and you buy it from me, the car is $4,500, even though the Blue Book says $3,000. It happens. So the Blue Book value on the Los Angeles Clippers, minus the building, because they don't get the Staples Center, minus owning that building, is probably $450, something in that neighborhood. But he might be able to get
$700
plus.
Right.
From a non-caring person with a crap load of money.
Did you hear that Yao Ming is now has a group together, Mark?
Well, they got more money than you know who.
Yao Ming is trying to get a group together.
To buy it?
Yep.
Okay, well, it's got to be up for sale. So even though this continues, and you saw them.
They got plenty of suitors, Mark.
They have plenty. Rob.
A team in L.A.? Yes, plenty of suitors.
If they were if Shirley and Danny were just regular guys, the Tokowitzes, if they were regular people and really concerned about humans, they would do the right thing and just go away and take their money and be cool and pay their damn estate tax or their capital gains tax, which is going to be hefty.
You know what?
But it's hefty because they have a hefty amount of money.
Right. But, Mark, I just wonder if they finally got the clue. They got on the clue bus and they realized, or their lawyers realized and said, nobody's going to play for you. The sponsors aren't going to. You're going to lose. You're going to damage. The longer this drags out, you're going to damage the price of the team. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. No? But are they playing a shell game here a little bit with words? Until I see for sure that Adam Silver somehow, some way can wrestle the actual paperwork away from, you know, Shirley and Danny Tokowitz, that they could actually sell this thing in lieu of any other change in power in the Sterling family, I'll still believe it's a bit of a shell game until I see it, because I still think that he ain't going quietly into this good night. If he does, I won't salute the guy. I'll say, well, at least you're doing the right thing, because you're not going to keep this tied up in litigation,
Mark,
for the next 5 years.
I just think that he realizes, and maybe his lawyers have looked at the NBA's paperwork and their bylaws and what they can do. He knows the owners are on the clock, Mark. Which owner will not vote against him? I mean, if that becomes public,
he has no friends in the league.
But what would that do if you're an owner and you don't vote against him gets out?
You know, they got all the votes.
No, I'm just saying.
They got 29 votes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So
he has no friends, Rob.
So he has no people. Understand? No. It's business, is what it is.
From what I know, there is no. I mean, he's in the same building as the Buss family. There's no love lost there between the Busses. In fact, there was a huge struggle to get them to come with them to the Staples Center away from the sports arena back when the Staples, they wanted all three
Remember
teams.
Remember how easy it was to get into that place, though? That was
Oh, sports arena?
Right.
The best.
Am I right? The best, Mark.
What was it? Take a left on Sentinel and pull into the parking lot.
But, I mean, it was easy.
Yeah, it was easy.
It really was nothing.
It was nothing. Staples is worse because it's right downtown.
And the other one, the Great Western Forum, Mark, what a dump. Am I right inside?
Dump, but another one to pull right into Inglewood.
Oh, no, it was great. Well, there you go, another team, the Lakers. They played in Inglewood.
Yeah, for all those years they were in Inglewood, California.
Right next to the racetrack.
Right next to the racetrack. Santa Anita, right? Yeah. Hollywood Park, Santa Anita.
Santa Anita. All right, 248-848-1130.
All right, we got this and that. We'll update you on the Tigers. Although, was that Romine again?
No.
Mr. Slugger?
Castellanos.
I just wondered if... Oh, it was Nicky C. Tigers
batting
are up
239 now.
7-2. Sports Night with Parker and Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Time for On This Day in 1984, brought to you as always by Comerica Bank. May 23rd, 1984, was a Wednesday. It was the middle game of the series in Anaheim, 41,205. We're at the Big A to see it once again. Tommy John, like he pitched every day against the Tigers that year, throw against Dan Petrie. California was desperate to stop the Detroit hitting machine, but the Tigers put two on the board in the first inning, in the second inning off John. It was Rod Allen. At designated hitter, he singled home Larry Herndon, and Marty Castillo followed Allen with an RBI single of his own. Stayed 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth when Fred Lynn singled, came home on Doug DeCinsay's eighth homer of the season.
Well, as Howard Cosell would call him Doogie.
Doogie, that's right. It would remain 2-2 into the seventh. Frank LaCourt replaced Tommy John, allowed a leadoff single to Barbaro Garbay. Lance Parrish was next, and he took LaCourt's first pitch deep into the left field seats, the big wheel sixth homer of 84. Willie Hernandez relieved Petrie and set down the Angels 1-2-3 in both the eighth and the ninth, getting in order Brian Downing, Reggie Jackson, and Rob Wilfong to all strike out swinging in that ninth inning to preserve the 4-2 victory. Willie's seventh save. It was kind of his coming out party that year, too, that game. Petrie went to 7-1, and the Tigers were 34-5. Sound familiar? 34-5, one away from that iconic 35-5 number. Eight games up in the AL East, and it all happened 30 years ago today on the Road to the World Series, presented to you as always by Comerica Bank.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Let's do this thing. We have 20 minutes left to go.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
We're in the ninth. Oh, it's over. It is over. It is over moments ago. They're celebrating. They're patting themselves on the back for a job well done. Tigers beat the Rangers tonight 7-2, so the streak ends at 4. Would have ended anyhow. Either it would have been 5 or over. it only got to 4, the losing streak. Which, interestingly enough, comes on the heels of the 30th anniversary tomorrow of 35-5. And after 35-5 was done, the Tigers proceeded to go to Seattle and lose a get swept in that series by the Mariners back in 1984. So Tigers at least rebound with a win tonight, 7-2 the final. Victory tonight for Anibal Sanchez. Andrew Romine hits his first major league homer. Miggy gets his 42nd RBI of the season on a double. Ian Kinsler, an RBI double. And Austin Jackson, his third homer of the season as well. The only misstep for Sanchez tonight was a Mitch Moreland two-run double, and that was that. 7-2 the final. Tigers win. They'll play again tomorrow. I think it's a 4:08 game tomorrow, Rob? Saturday, 4:08. And then, of course, 1:08 on Sunday. So every day was different in this series. Big Ten baseball tournament in Omaha. The Spartans have won their game against Illinois. They move on to the winner's bracket area tomorrow. Cam Gibson with 4 hits for Michigan State, Kirk Gibson's son. Michigan-Iowa is now in the 4th inning, still no score in Omaha between the Hawkeyes and Wolverines. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and Mann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Paul George got good news tonight. He is in tomorrow. He'll play for Indiana, a concussion aside, against the Miami Heat. At Miami, 8:30 tomorrow night in Game 3. Spurs wait till Sunday for West Finals Game 3 against Oklahoma City. No Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Tomorrow you got the Blackhawks and Kings in Game 3 at the Staples Center. And then the Rangers and Canadians play Sunday at Madison Square Garden in New York. Canadians now down 2-1 in the series. Other baseball, AL, Orioles lead the Indians in the 8th now, 8-4. A's trail the Blue Jays in Toronto 3-2 in the 8th. Still no score, Boston and Tampa down at the Trop in the 7th inning. Yankees still lead the White Sox 3-1 in the 4th inning now. National League, Dodgers, they're back playing after the rain delay. Dodgers lead the Phillies 2-0 6th. Pirates over the Nationals 4-1 8th. Cincinnati over St. Louis 5-3 in the 9th. They're still delayed by rain, though, at Citi Field. D-backs leading the Mets 2-0 4th inning. Brewers and the Marlins having a homer fest tonight. 9-5 Milwaukee in the 8th. 2 home runs for Mark Reynolds, and now 2 for Giancarlo Stanton. He now has 14 on the season. Braves have tied the Rockies up at 2 in the 6th. Michael Kadire, we were talking about him earlier with the Twins. Kadire with his 4th homer of the year. Third round of the Senior PGA Championship in Benton Harbor is early tomorrow. There are 5 in front at minus 4. You got your Bernhard Langer, your Colin Montgomery, and your Tom Watson. You've heard of them. They got a one-shot lead. There are right now 17 golfers within 2 shots of the lead after 2 rounds. PGA Colonial, second round in the books in Fort Worth. Bryce Garnett, a 66 today. He's got the lead at 7 under par by 1 shot in that one. And then just a slew of events this weekend, the Indy 500, Coca-Cola 600. Ed Carpenter the pole for the Indy. Jimmy Johnson the pole for the Coke. Kurt Busch will run both races. And Danica Patrick qualified 4th at Charlotte. And the French Open tennis begins on Sunday with your Rafael Nadal and Serena Williams as top seeds. 2 weeks, a fortnight, if you will, Rob Parker, of glorious tennis action on the red clay of Roland Garros in Paris, France. You just like when I say Roland Garros.
I do. It's like Morticia speaking French to Gomez.
Rapaka. It's the red clay of Roland Garros.
Oui, that's right.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Parlez-vous français, oui, oui.
That's your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. Hey, we're down to the last 18 minutes. I wanted to ask you something about, the Notre Dame thing is coming to a close here now with both Michigan State and Michigan. Not going to play them in football anymore.
It's unbelievable, to be honest. I'm serious. Aren't you angry about it a little bit?
Someone asked me this today, and they said the same exact thing about that you're saying. The way Mark Hollis's attitude was, the way Notre Dame has been, David Brandon at Michigan. You know, Michigan State now has a new contract with Arizona State. And I said, wow, you get to see the Sun Devils. I said, just what I was waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't wait to see Arizona State play Michigan State in football.
What?
You know, I get that we're losing a lot of traditions in life. A lot of things are going by the boards. And you're supposed to react this way. Well, it doesn't matter. Get into the new program. Get into the new. It's the 21st century.
Stop living in the past.
Yeah.
Just because we used to do it doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. I get it. I Mark, we're both modern thinkers. Certain things, I just, egos get in the way. There's no reason that Michigan and Michigan State shouldn't be playing Notre Dame. I don't care. I just don't. Am I right?
I can't even say it better than you're saying it.
There's just no reason. I don't understand the reason, the rivalry,
I don't know if it's a little bit of the Big Ten thing because Notre Dame finally, just, you know, when it was all shaked out and all said and done, Notre Dame did not join the Big Ten. Get over it. It was Maryland and Rutgers and Johns freaking Hopkins.
And Mark,
Johns Hopkins is in the Big Ten before Notre Dame. And you're saying, what? They're in for one sport, lacrosse, and they are a Big
Mark,
Ten member.
If Michigan or Michigan State could wangle and have their own TV deal without being in a conference, are you kidding? Why would you split money? NBC, it's all your money.
Well, you say a very interesting thing, my man, because how is it possible? All right, here's the deal. Spartan TV isn't really a TV thing, and Michigan TV is basically internet stuff, right? You can go and watch the internet, MGO Blue television, and the Spartan
That's
thing.
An internet thing. That ain't a TV station.
But the Titans of UAD are going to have a television network. They're actually the official third school to have their own TV network behind Texas and Brigham Young. Sorry, Kyle Van Noy and Ziggy Ansah. You could have stayed and been on television at Brigham Young. And it's called the Titan Classic Sports Network. So I don't know why Michigan, especially over state, would have been.
That's going to be on ADL. That's like one of their channels. You know,
it's going to be on. That's the terrestrial television will be on. It'll also be, though, through some of the cable systems and DirecTV as well. They've got it going on. Whoever's putting that together is leading the field here. UAD got themselves a network before Michigan or Michigan State did. Little surprising. Or anybody in the MAC, too, or Oakland University. And they have some classic stuff to run, to be sure. I want to see some of the old basketball. I would love to see an old UAD football game. They play football for years. Don't forget, the first Thanksgiving Day game
was at UAD.
Was at UAD. Not at there was no Silver Dome or Tiger Stadium, even though there was a Tiger Stadium, but it wasn't there. That was the old Briggs Field at the time. And
that would have been a problem anyway because none of the black players would have been allowed in to play, right, at old Briggs.
Not in 1934, whenever the first Thanksgiving Day game was. You're right. Probably right. Since he didn't have one until 47, Thanksgiving Day game was a lot earlier than 1947. So to not have a Michigan State-Notre Dame series, and it's coming to a close. There's a couple more on the agenda. No, Michigan's basically done. No deal either. MSU and ASU will play football 2018 and 19. But the Notre Dame contracts with Michigan are gone. They're gone.
That's it. Nothing this year.
And Mark Hollis and Dave Brandon both said, after what else we got left, there's no talks. There's nothing, you know, that we'll see down the road, but wink, wink.
That's just ego, though. Don't you think it's like they're flexing their muscles? We don't need you. No, we don't need you. That kind of thing.
I think it's a final slap at Notre Dame for not joining the conference.
Yeah.
You got your own network. You live in
it. You go ahead, right.
You want to keep playing? We'll see how long you can play Purdue for, too. Brock, you're on are you ready yet? Is he ready? Yeah, Brock, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. Hi, Brock.
Hey, how you fellas doing today?
We're doing great, bud. What you got?
Did y'all get a chance to see First Take this morning, either one of y'all?
I saw all the tweets that came my way. Is this about ripping Stephen A?
I was watching Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Oh, you were so you like to drink your
No, I wasn't. Brock, I don't want to
drink with Kathy Lee.
Exactly. All they do is drink on that show. They got the greatest job on television.
But drinking wine at 9.
9 in the morning.
That's why that's the SNL skit of Kathy Lee. It's hilarious.
It is. So what happened on First Take?
Eric Dyson was on there. Okay. And he was only, I guess, supposed to be on for a segment. And he ended up staying on for the whole hour. And the context of the conversation was about the comments that Mark Cuban made.
Yes.
And, I mean, it got tense for a minute because I guess Stephen A. is starting to understand that when you say certain things like how you've had to deal with Rob and people rip you and things like that. But I mean, it was riveting this morning.
Okay.
I don't watch it like I used to, but I just want to know if you guys had checked that out.
But I got a lot of tweets that said, and I'm just telling you what the tweets said, that said, we get it, Stephen A. You want to hold on to your gig, so now you're a sellout, and now you're, I mean, that's the stuff that I was seeing. So I didn't see the comments from him, but people seem to be ripping on Stephen A. from what I got, you know, like that was sent with my name on the tweets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I got. Did he say something like black kids shouldn't wear hoodies or
no? Well, what did you hear what Mark Cuban said?
Yeah, but I'm saying what did Stephen A. say?
Well, Stephen A. Smith's comment was originally on, and I guess it started yesterday. His comments were that he didn't see anything offensive about what Mark Cuban said because he said in the whole context of what Mark Cuban was saying, it was just him pointing out African American kids with hoodies and. If he saw a white guy with tattoos and things like that. So he said he was just looking at it as in the context, but he also said that maybe he should have used a different example than a black kid wearing a hoodie, which even Mark Cuban came out and apologized.
Right, to Trayvon Martin's family,
to the Martin family and things like that.
Yeah, I saw the apology.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but then today, I guess, he never got specific about what people were saying. But he said he got hundreds of phone calls from people.
I'm sure. Hey, Brock, isn't it amazing how much credence we give these people now and what they say?
Well, that's where it is now.
I guess so, man. It just isn't that something?
With the 24-hour, the 24/7 media coverage, it's like we make mountains out of molehills.
That's
really
we are.
We really do.
And Brock.
Especially with the spoken word.
And Brock, yours truly knows that. Mark always says, dude, say whatever you want. You were trending worldwide. It wasn't trending. I mean,
for more than 24 hours, by the way.
For a morning sports talk debate show on ESPN2 with 300,000 viewers.
About 300,000 viewers.
I mean, it's shocking that you can make such an impact. Shocking.
Yeah. So, I'm like Eric Dyson because he's actually from this area originally. So that was the main reason why I watched it, why I DVR'd it and watched it again. But, I mean, it's just a trip hop. Like you said, I mean, but nowadays, anything you say
can be
trending worldwide. It can be 24/7 sports. I mean,
Brock, I just want to say this, and we're up against the break.
But okay,
last thing I was going to say is I give Skip Bayless so much credit that he's willing to talk about these things.
Oh yeah, because that's the one thing I will say.
Other guys would beg off.
A lot of guys, Mark, they don't want to touch it. Skip is not afraid, and I give him credit for that.
So happy holidays.
All right, yep. Have a great weekend. Right, yep. Thank you.
Last call, happy ending time, right, Rob Parker? What happened to that idea?
Whatever happened to that?
I just thought of that. We never say that anymore.
What were we used to say though?
Last call, happy ending time. We used to say it all the time. Have a happy ending, but it was meant nicely, not the way you think of it now.
Right. What are you talking about? The way I think about it.
Your face perked up when I said last call, happy ending time.
EP, when was the last time you had a happy ending?
Oh, I don't want to get into it. 248-848-1130. Gary, understand this. We used to say that for years. That's how we said it. Last call, happy ending time. And I don't even know why we said it. Did we have a stinger or something with happy ending?
Yeah, we did something with a happy ending.
It was weird. Just keep laughing. All right,
but it wasn't a reach around. It was just
Detroit's 1130 DFN the fan. Hit the button, will you please?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint: the worst is yet to come.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
If you're watching us right now on ParkerandTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, don't forget Bob Bauer tomorrow from 9 to 11. You can see him on his platforms as well and right here at Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan. I've got my sunglasses. I'm ready for the weekend, Rob. Can you see?
I got mine on, too.
Do I look like I'm ready for the beach?
Yeah, okay, please.
I'm going to do some twerking.
Okay, Mark, stop with the twerking. Come on, we don't have that much time.
Last call. Tigers win 7-2, and everybody's going crazy on the Andrew Romine homer. What's up, Quincy?
Going on, fellas?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, last call of the week. We'd like to wish everybody out there, and you too and your crew, happy holidays, especially the veterans. Looks like the Tigers got back in the win column, which is a good thing.
Yes, and you know what? That's a very nice message to everybody for Memorial Day.
Hey, did you sound like you're feeling a little better today, Rob?
Yeah, yesterday, I mean, my voice. And you know what? Don't feel sick. Just the voice went out on me. But I'm feeling much better. I'm going to break open that new grill on Sunday, so I'm thrilled about that.
What's going to be the main meat?
The main meat.
Now, you know what? I just think I'm going to do...
The man meat.
No. Chicken, hamburgers, and I'm not a good ribs guy, so I have to wait till my buddy John Davis comes back to town. He makes the best ribs usually at my house.
Okay.
All right.
All right, fellas. Thanks for letting me on, and we'll talk to you next week. Y'all have a good weekend now here.
All right, Quincy.
Quincy, I'm very excited.
Yes. Have a great weekend, Quincy.
Take care, guys.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
That was Quincy, man.
That was very nice.
So 7-2 is the final. Romine hits his first homer. They're high-fiving over at FSD. Trevor Thompson and Craig Monroe. High-fiving because Andrew Romine hit his first major league game.
It's a weird game. The Rangers were up 2-0 after two.
Yeah.
And then 7 unanswered, and that was it.
That was it. Sanchez did a nice job.
Right, first start back.
Tomorrow it's Rick Porcello against Martinez for the Texas Rangers. They've lost a lot of pitchers over the years.
Yeah.
You know. Scott Feldman, who was a nice pitcher for them, is gone. So tomorrow Ricky P goes for his 8th win of the season already. You got to give it up to Ricky P. So we appreciate you listening as always. Already the end of the month, can you believe it? We're already at Memorial Day weekend.
Unbelievable. All right, here we go, the good part. Here we go. I've been your friend. Hey, let's thank everybody. Don't forget, we're not here on Monday, but you'll be able to hear a best of kind of show.
Shout out to Bob Krause. He's been texting me, and so I can't even mention what he texted me.
All right, thanks to EP, Gary, Nick, his video streaming minions, including Ryan and Josh. Hey, you guys have a great weekend, and we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without you.
That's right. Monday, we got your Parker the Man rewind/encore of our first show ever here back in 2014 on March 24th. So after 6 years apart, we were back. We're going to play it for you again on Monday. Do not miss that, Rob Parker. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you Tuesday night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann, recorded live in front of a tape studio audience. You know that by now. Bob Bauer tomorrow. Theo and Gridiron and the Chef on Sunday. That's all we got.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, you later.
Have a great weekend. And Jessica Alba, call me.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.